This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you are feeling like it's the middle of the work week, whew, I am with you. I am so with you. But it's fun to have the World Series opener to kind of get us through this midsection of the work week. And we've got game two coming up. On Wednesday night, Steven Strasburg said he was taking notes from game one for his start. So we've got Justin Verlander and Steven Strasburg lined up for game two at Minute Maid Park on Wednesday evening. And I'm really looking forward to that matchup as well, because the girl is still going to dream about having a pitcher's duel in the Fall Classic in 2019. Oh, and a game that's roughly 3 hours, somewhere close. Probably a game that's as short as the Niners-Redskins would be too much to ask. Do you guys know the Niners and Redskins played a game, the game on Sunday that was in the pouring down rain and the crazy wind that was scoreless at halftime and finished up 9-0? They played their entire game in 2 hours and 36 minutes. Well, I mean, Rob Manfred was salivating. You know he's jealous. It was the shortest game in the NFL in a decade. Bonus points for you if you can tell me the last two teams to play a game in 2 hours and 36 minutes. It actually was a game in which there were 42 points scored. That's all I'm going to tell you, though. It was like football and speed. Baseball needs a little speed. I feel the need for speed. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. They found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house a home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. For those of you who aren't familiar with the story and what we're talking about, and in light of what our caller had to say from Cleveland, I'm just going to lay out the timeline real quick for you so you understand why we're talking about what happened in the locker room, the clubhouse, following Saturday night's walk-off win for the Astros. Again, just so you understand the timeline. They were in the post-game celebration. Everyone's all excited. Alcohol's flowing. People are jumping up and down. Reporters are getting their stories. They're getting quotes. AJ Hinch and others were across the hall in a press area. So they were doing official press conferences. But of course, the majority of the Astros would have been engaged in the celebration. According to these female reporters, and their story has been corroborated by multiple other people, including male reporters. That shouldn't matter, but I know it does to some of you. This is not a bunch of women who are ganging up on Brandon Taubman. Their account is corroborated by multiple other people who were there, including an Astros employee who apologized for Taubman because he was embarrassed after it happened. Though I have not seen the ID or the name of that particular employee. So Taubman targets these women, including one who had been outspoken about the Astros bringing Osuna on board, Roberto Osuna. He was still serving his 75-game suspension for violating baseball's domestic violence policy. She was wearing a bracelet, one of those rubber bracelets, in support of awareness for domestic violence, and you know what I'm talking about. So he knew who she was. And that was kind of my pause in talking about this on last night's show, is I wasn't sure whether or not he knew who he was yelling at. I was waiting for a few more details to come out about the situation. And they did. They came out. Brandon Taubman knew who this woman was, knew who these female reporters were. They were not paying any attention to him. They weren't talking to him. They weren't close to him. Osuna was nowhere around. And Taubman, as I say, feeling heady and invincible and all excited, just started screaming, "I'm so glad we got Osuna. I'm so bleeping glad we got Osuna." And according to reports, he said it multiple times. Again, there was another Astros employee that heard it, who was embarrassed and who apologized for Taubman to the women. So, day goes by, story surfaces on Sports Illustrated. If you're wondering why it took time to come out, according to the author, who I saw an interview with, she actually waited on the Astros to make Taubman available. So she asked the Astros for a comment. She told them what happened, their PR department. She asked them to provide a comment. They declined. She waited to see if Taubman would be made available to clarify. Maybe he could offer some explanation. The Astros took a minute to get back to her and then declined that as well. It was only after the story came out that they discredited the whole thing and said it was made up. You can see their initial statement. It's out there. And then Taubman's apology happened on Tuesday. Now that there are more details and more people who are witness to the event who are talking about it, he apologized. But in no case has he said he was sorry for what he said. The Astros haven't either. It's one of those apologies. I'm sorry if you were offended. That's why I appreciate AJ Hinch. He flat out says, I'm disappointed. This is not supposed to happen. I do not want this happening in my clubhouse. Now, I actually would have to do some research on this. I don't know if the assistant general manager is above AJ Hinch on the totem pole. Generally, this is not the case everywhere, but generally, your front office, your general manager, is the boss to the manager or the coach. But in a lot of places, in some places, it's not that way. I'll give you an example. John Gruden actually has power over personnel more than Mike Mayock does. Gruden has the final say. In San Francisco, Kyle Shanahan has the final say, even though he has the general manager in John Lynch. So there are some structures out there where it's the manager or the coach who is top of the power chain. So I did think about that when I heard AJ's comments, wondering whether or not he would hear from the GM or if he had asked the GM what he should say. But I suspect not, since the Astros weren't really willing to comment authentically. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I hate it for the Astros. They're generally, AJ Hinch is an extremely classy manager and does things the right way. I don't agree with their decision to trade for Osuna, but they got him cheap. It's hard sometimes to see that there are any repercussions for domestic violence or other violations of a behavioral clause when a guy can get a job again so quickly. However, that's in the past. They did trade for him. He's on their roster. He had 50 saves this year, and he was out there on the mound and incidentally gave up the game-tying home run to DJ LeMahieu. So there's nothing that they can do about that unless they're planning on cutting him, which clearly they're not. But for Taubman to get all defensive and turn this into a story, there was no need for that. They weren't writing about Osuna's domestic violence. They weren't standing over there, pointing fingers. I mean, this was all something he created on his own. I'm sure I'm not the only one who would ever cop to being extremely emotional, maybe feeling full of myself, feeling like I'm on top of the world, like I've been vindicated, emotions running high. I don't know if there was alcohol playing a role in what Taubman said, but sometimes we as humans run our mouths just because we can. We feel like we need to make a point. And I'm stunned that Taubman didn't stop to think about the fact that he was in a room full of reporters. They tell stories for a living. So that's why I'm confident he just got all kinds of full of himself and let loose. He didn't stop to think about the consequences. Because nobody in his right mind who actually gave this a thought, who went through what might happen if he opened his big mouth, nobody would have said, oh, that's a really good idea. Why don't you go ahead and do that? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, you can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. As I mentioned, our phone number is 855-212-4227. Greg is listening in Dallas. Greg, welcome to After Hours. Greg, okay. Pete is listening in Texas. Pete, welcome to After Hours.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm not really surprised how some people are kind of defending the assistant GM and his actions and even rationalizing and even victim blaming. I think, you know, it happened with the Gurriel and Udovich situation a couple years ago. And I think it's just sad that some people, you know, here in Houston are willing to just look over these injustices and willing to sweep them under the rug because it's putting a damper on enjoying their team's success. And it's sad that, you know, they think that's bigger than these, you know, these injustices, like I mentioned. And it's just, you know, more important than it's just a game that they're playing. That they think that's more important.
Well, just really quickly, Pete, can I ask you to clarify, are you speaking about the original Osuna trade, or are you speaking about the incident that happened on Saturday?
Well, I guess specifically this incident on Saturday.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you can say both, but I guess specifically to this incident, because the trade happened, then, you know, that's it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And specifically about this situation on Saturday.
Right.
I mean, you know, nobody should have to go through that, right? Like, you know, you should be able to go to your place of work without getting harassed. So,
yeah.
The fact that people just, they're almost to the point of their victim blaming because, you know, they want to enjoy this Astros run. And I'm a big sports fan. I appreciate, like, you want to be able to enjoy it, but not at the, you know, not to the point where you want to just, like I said, sweep some, like, injustice like this under the rug, you know? And like I said, it happened 2 years ago with the Gurriel Darvish situation. It's the same thing. So I'm not really surprised that some people think that the game is more important than, you know, something bigger than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a situation where the Astros got caught with their pants down. I mean, they were put in this awkward situation by their assistant GM. I mean, he deserves the blame. However, the fact that they scrambled and came out with some statement in which, and I'll just quote what their initial statement said, the report was misleading and completely irresponsible. So they right away tried to discredit the report, even though the reporter, Stephanie Epstein is her name, had reached out to them and asked for comment and explained what had happened. Even though there was an Astros employee standing right there, the organization decided it was better to cobble together some denial than to actually face it head on, which made it worse for themselves. So, it's unfortunate the way they've handled it. I certainly understand not wanting anything to take away from this incredible moment. Most of the members of the Astros have nothing to do with it. They've worked so hard to get back to the World Series. And so I understand wanting to enjoy it. But, I mean, also, you can't, as you point out, you can't sweep this under the rug because there's too many people that were standing there that saw it.
Right.
Yeah. It's embarrassing for the organization.
Yeah, it's definitely a case where the cover-up is actually worse than the actual crime. Or not, you know, worse, but no, it just makes it a lot worse.
Absolutely.
They could have handled it and made an example out of it in case they just made it a lot worse.
Yeah, you're right. If they'd come out and said, we are extremely embarrassed. We are, you know, we do not support what Taubman said. He's, you know, he's being suspended or he's being disciplined or we're handling it internally. We apologize to the reporters. I mean, anything like that. But instead to act like it wasn't true. I mean, that's you're right. That does make it even worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate your call, Pete. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. It's interesting, and I am glad that you want to talk about it, but it is interesting, as much as the Astros tried to squash it, that this is still a major storyline in the wake of the opener of the World Series. And I'm not going to apologize for talking about it. AJ Hinch was talking about it hours ago. I don't necessarily need to talk about it for the rest of this hour. Definitely don't need to talk about it for the rest of the show. But this kind of underscores the point that Taubman created this hornet's nest all on his own. There was no moment in which he was being incited. There was no reason for him to start screaming about Osuna. And so I don't know if the Astros organization is going to do anything else about it. I'm quite certain that the apology that Taubman released via statement on Tuesday was a direct order by his bosses. He did admit to using inappropriate language, for which I am deeply sorry and embarrassed. My over-exuberance in support of a player has been misinterpreted as a demonstration of a regressive attitude. Oh, heavens. By the way, Major League Baseball is, of course, investigating, interviewing the various reporters, interviewing Taubman, deciding what to do, if anything, moving forward. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It is our hump show. We've got a bunch of you on the phones who want to weigh in on what happened with the Astros and their assistant general manager on Saturday. If you're interested, I've commented on my social media, A-Law Radio on Twitter. I did talk about this last night and was waiting for some more details. So I kind of gave you what I had read and what I knew. At the time, there were still some holes that needed to be filled. And now we've got the corroboration from other reporters who were there at the time, from other people who were witness to Taubman's comments. We've got his lame apology. We've got the Astros backpedaling. And we've got AJ Hinch weighing in. And for those of you who missed it last hour here on the show, I want to make sure you hear what the manager of the Astros had to say. So he was asked about the Brandon Taubman comments, the situation in the post-game clubhouse celebration before the game started on Tuesday.
You know, obviously my reaction, I'm very disappointed for a lot of reasons. I mean, it's unfortunate, it's uncalled for, you know, for me as a leader in this organization, down here in the clubhouse, on the field, I take everything that happens in the clubhouse to heart. And, you know, no one, it doesn't matter if it's a player, a coach, a manager, any of you members of the media, should ever feel like when you come into our clubhouse that you're going to be uncomfortable or disrespected. So I wasn't there. I don't know. To the extent of what happened, I read like everybody. I haven't talked to every single person in the organization, as you would expect. I've been knee deep in the Washington Nationals, but I think we all need to be better across the board in the industry. I understand why it's a question today, and I appreciate it. But I was disappointed.
That's manager AJ Hinch responding to questions on a conference call prior to the start of the World Series on Tuesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Ben is in Texas. Welcome to the show. Ben.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Thank you, Amy, for taking my call. Love your show.
Okay, hopefully we can hear you. I don't know if you're on a Bluetooth or something, but you're kind of fading in and out.
Yeah, 1 second. I got you. Hello.
There we go. There's Ben.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Go ahead.
I just, weighing in on it, I feel like the situation's a little petty on part of the female reporter. I feel like it's been said that she was outspoken and how she felt about the Astros getting him in the first place. I do feel like he's a little out of line, wasn't the right time and place, but I feel like this could have just been left in the clubhouse instead of being made into a story.
Okay, so why? Tell me why you don't think she should have shared her experience. Why do you think she should have kept it to herself? And actually, it was not one woman. In fact, the woman who was wearing the domestic violence bracelet wasn't even the one who wrote the story. It was three females who were standing in a group. So why do you believe they should have kept it to themselves?
I just feel it's a little petty that I feel they could have, if they felt attacked, it was one thing. I just think he knew her opinion on it, and I feel he was a little out of context, but he just kind of voiced his opinion in his way back.
Did you hear or see his specific comments?
I'm a little ignorant of it, but it seems like he said that, thank God we got Osuna.
Yeah, I'm so glad we effing got Osuna. And he yelled it over and over right at them. So not only was he out of line, he was being unprofessional. He's representing the organization. He's the assistant general manager, for heaven's sakes. And he went after them. So while I can appreciate your perspective, I don't know that they didn't ask the Astros to take care of it. But either way, we're not just talking about his like offhand comment. We're talking about him in a room full of people yelling at these women. And it was enough that another Astros employee apologized because he or she witnessed it and was embarrassed enough. So, I mean, I'm sure you're not the only person who feels this way. I'm just not sure why they should have kept quiet to protect this guy who came after them. He targeted them, not the other way around.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Is it just to save the Astros some embarrassment?
Not so much to save them embarrassment. I just think it could have been handled. I mean, the way I feel about it is give your opinion back to him. You know, just dish it right back out to him instead of making this an outside issue. I think it could have been left in the clubhouse. He was obviously doing it because he knew her and he knew her stance on it. So where she's been vocal in the past about her stance on it, I feel like maybe he was inebriated. It wasn't the right time, but I feel like this shouldn't be a story right before the World Series. I feel it's just turning into more than what it should be.
Okay, well, number one, Ben, I mean, I do disagree with you, but that's fine. I mean, I have no issues with people disagreeing. Number one, she's not part of the clubhouse. So you kind of use that phrase, it should have been kept in-house. It should have been kept in the clubhouse. This is not one employee of the team to another. This is a group of women, actually, doing their jobs. They don't work for the organization. They're in there trying to do their jobs as reporters. So they have absolutely no responsibility to protect or shield the Astros. In addition, unless I have missed something completely, she never in any way, or these reporters in any way, use the same inappropriate language. And trust me, it's come at me too, as someone who works in this business. She wasn't using that kind of language. He targeted her and this group of women with inappropriate, offensive language. I mean, I'm not sure. That's different maybe if you're keeping it in-house, if it's him yelling at one of the players and they have it out, or it's him yelling at AJ Hinch and they have it out. That, I agree with you, is better kept in-house. But why is it their responsibility as reporters to protect Taubman or the organization?
Well, I guess you got me there. I guess I don't believe it is there. They have no obligation to protect Houston or the organization in any means. But.
And it's unfortunate, Ben, because Taubman didn't stop to think about the fact that he was screaming at reporters. What do reporters do? They report. They tell stories. It's how they make a living. And so, yeah, I mean, I just feel like if he had just kept his mouth shut, then there would be no story. But, I mean, this is a story he created, not them.
Fair enough.
All right, sir. I appreciate your phone call. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
855-212-4227. I mean, I'm with Ben when it comes to two members of the organization. I absolutely believe that most things are better handled in-house. So family issues, dirty laundry should not be splayed out there for the world to see. But we're not talking about one Astros employee to another or a manager to a player. We're not talking about a controversy that should be kept in the clubhouse because it's in their house. No, I mean, he chose to target reporters. Duh. This is what they do. They report. 855-212-4227 is how you can reach us on the phones. Also on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and our Facebook page. And if you want to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, we are actually going to do it an hour from now. I'm happy to have this conversation, and I don't mind that you disagree. In fact, that's totally fine with me. I think it's a conversation worth having. And I'll talk about it as long as you want to, though this certainly wasn't my plan. But that's live radio. Very rarely does anything work out according to my ultimate plan. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's brought to you toll-free by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Can I interest anyone in Sam Darnold and Adam Gase and seeing ghosts and the Jets' reaction? Oh, Aaron Rodgers even weighed in. Anyone? Anyone? All right, fine. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. We also have not yet gotten to the bling on NBA opening night, but I would like to do that too. We've got Ask Amy Anything inside of an hour away, so send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or our Facebook page. But right now, we're going to go back to your calls. Many of you wanting to share your opinions about what happened in the Astros clubhouse on Saturday night and the ensuing fallout. So let's start with Mike, who's listening in Sacramento. Mike, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how you doing, Amy?
Good.
Can I start by saying I really love your show. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
I'm as well as I'm an A's fan, so no bias here. As far as Osuna's concerned, I thought it was not an okay thing for him to be able to go to the Astros. That being said, he was allowed to go to the he went through all the protocol to be able to go to the Astros, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The ladies were very critical of him being able to go to the Astros, correct?
Well, I don't know about very critical, but I do know that multiple reporters, and not just women, men, same thing. Of course, when he was traded for by the Astros, there was backlash, and they were willing to deal with it. The one particular woman who was in this group is one that had tweeted hotline numbers for victims of domestic violence, and he had, Brandon Taubman in the past had conversations with her specifically about her tweets, so he knew her. I don't know who else was in the group. I don't know, you know, how critical. I just know that he had conversations with her prior to this about how her social media posts were making the organization look bad.
Do you feel like you want? Do you feel like she wanted Osuna to be successful as a Houston Astro?
Why does that matter?
Because the reason why it matters is because if she did not want that man to be successful as a Houston Astro, as well as, in saying that, if you don't want him to be successful, that means that you don't want the Houston Astros to be successful.
Yeah, but she's a reporter. She's not a fan, Mike. She's a reporter. And regardless of anything that she had said prior to that, he came after them in this particular setting. So regardless of whatever else had happened, that's not something that was taking place on Saturday night in the clubhouse.
That's understood. But if you have previous conversations with someone and they have a negative connotation about your success and whether this person is going to be successful, and they have put out that I don't want them to be successful, and they have already passed all protocol to be in the MLB, it's just like if we're standing around watching a game almost and your team loses.
No, like, no, Mike, it's not like that. Mike, it's Mike. It's not like that. You need to think about it not as a fan, okay? You need to think about this as a place of business. This is something that's different, and I try to explain it to people who listen to me talk about sports on the radio. This is my job, okay? I'm not just a fan hanging out, talking about sports and stream of consciousness and saying whatever I feel. This is a place of business. That clubhouse is where these reporters were doing their jobs. And Brandon Taubman is an assistant GM, not just some fan hanging out supporting his team. He lost his cool, and in an unprofessional way, he went after people who were doing their jobs. So it's not like that. They're not sitting on bar stools BSing about the Astros. This is them doing a job and him going after them in a professional environment.
I've seen many a player when the tweets go out at the beginning of the year, someone says something bad about their team. Most of the time is reporters like yourself say, oh, you guys aren't going to win this many games.
I've never Stop. First of all, don't say that about me because I never do that. I don't make predictions or ever respond to athletes in any way like that. Number two, you're just making a massive generalization. It has nothing to do with this particular situation. You can justify it all you want. You can say it's no big deal, but it's not just going to go away because you think that he should have been allowed to say whatever he wanted. I have to move on. We've got some other callers, but thank you. 855-212-4227. James is listening in Wisconsin. James, welcome to After Hours.
Well, welcome. Yes, Jay. I like the show. This is kind of providing, most of the time, this provides some entertainment while I'm delivering papers. But, you know, with events that happened in the NBA last week, and especially this past weekend, I had to call it. You know, this is not something to be, you know, to be joking about, domestic violence or anything like that. Okay, I don't care. You know, you mentioned professional setting. It's got nothing to do. I mean, I don't care if it's a professional setting or what. This is not something you joke about. Okay, this is not something that you take lightly or anything like that. I grew up in a household where, you know, my mother was a victim of that and I was a victim of that too. Okay, this, you know, dude should have been fired already. Okay, he should have been fired already. Just because you're in the celebration, you're feeling invincible. Just because you had some drinks or something like that. No. That ain't got. Those are just excuses. Mm-hmm. Okay. And to that last caller. Okay. The people that were protesting him being signed, that's got nothing to do with the Astros. That's got to do with baseball itself. That's got to do with sports in itself. They're always going to get the best players. So, you know, some of these people that's calling, he's got it all wrong, Amy. They just got it all wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, James. I am trying to explain the point of view and trying to have, as much as I can, have people understand that this is not just a clubhouse celebration, but it's also these reporters doing their jobs. I mean, this is their profession. It was my profession, my job when I was in a clubhouse, when I was in a locker room. And you know, just because there was a party going on doesn't mean they were partying. And it's disturbing that there are excuses being made for Taubman. Now, whether or not the Astros fire him, that is their prerogative. But to make excuses for his comments is, I mean, take them at face value. Don't try to read between the lines. The guy went after a group of reporters because he felt like they had been critical of the team signing Osuna. I mean, that's what it is. There's no cryptic meaning behind his comments. I mean, he was unprofessional. He was offensive. He was disrespectful, and he should be called on the carpet for it.
Well, of course, Ed, you know, I mean, we'll take, you know, take the NFL's example. I mean, if the play is good enough, you know, you could be a murderer, rapist, or whatever, but if you're good enough, you're more than likely going to get signed on. And there's been criticism, but I never heard any NFL team executives come at female reporters or any reporters for criticizing or anything like that. I, you know, maybe it happened, but I didn't hear of it. So, to me, it's possible to whatever the criticism is, it is, but they're doing their job. You're doing your job.
Right.
And one more thing. Sometimes I wish we could live in their world to where, it could be politics, entertainment. Sometimes I wish we could live in the world to where, you know, we busted saying something like that. It would be so nice to say, well, I misspoke, or and when it looks bad, I can offer up a lame apology. But unfortunately, I live in a world to where, you know, you screw up, the best thing to do is, man, get out in front of it.
That's true. I was wrong.
That
is true. James, thank you. Just have to move on to another caller, but I appreciate it. The fact that the Astros tried to act like this never happened and tried to immediately discredit and say it was a big misunderstanding, now they look awful apologizing. Now they look just ridiculous after the fact. They should have, as he says, as James says, got out in front of it. Real quick, Rick is in Detroit. Rick, you got about 90 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got it totally wrong, Amy. These women are in the Houston Astros' workplace. They're not in the newsroom. If someone's critical of them and they don't like it, too bad. Go get another job if you don't.
Man,
this is
also part of their place of business. It's required by a reporter to get a story. Some of these reporters are sent into the clubhouse specifically to cover a post-game celebration. It's part of their job. It was part of my job. When you are a beat reporter, you go where the story is. The clubhouse is open to everybody for over specific times. It's not a closed clubhouse. They're not in there when it's closed and it's only the team. So you are wrong, Rick. Until you have worked as a reporter, a beat reporter, or someone in sports media, I don't think you're qualified to comment on it. They were there doing their job because that's where the story was. Thank you. 855-212-4227. I'll work in some more of your phone calls. I suggest, though, that trying to tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about it when it comes to a reporter in a clubhouse or a locker room probably isn't your best approach. Since I've done this, I've been there back 10, 15 years ago. There were times when there were inappropriate comments and actions directed at me. I didn't choose to speak up to them other than my boss. And I didn't ever want to be the center of attention. Times have changed. This is not, in 2019, this is not something that Brandon Taubman can get away with, nor should he. The fact is, he directed his offensive comments at a group of reporters whose job it is to tell a story. How did he not stop to think about the fact that this wasn't going to be kept private? There were dozens of people there, and he was yelling at the top of his lungs. I mean, come on, man. He deserves to be outed for his own stupidity, if nothing else. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.